Hi, I'm Stella Brown.
I'm Michael Brown.
All right, Stella.
Or Mr. Brown.
So, Stella, this is grad week here. How exciting a time is this for you and your classmates?
It is such an exciting time. I feel like we've been waiting for this since the start of the year. I mean, we've had like a grad days countdown since like November or something like that. And it all feels so real now as well. Everyone's got their appointments booked for like hair and nails, and it's all just coming so fast. It feels really real for the first time, I feel like.
Excellent. And a high school career is going to be looked back on here for you and your classmates. So, you know, what's the journey been like for you and the class of 2026 at Olds High School?
It's definitely been a journey. When I was in grade 9 and 10, I had no clue what I wanted to do post-secondary wise. I was kind of a bit of a slacker compared to what I was in grade 11 and 12, for sure. But, oh, my dad is shaking his head at me right now. So in grade 11 and 12, when I really decided to start pushing myself and kind of figured out what I could do, like, I wouldn't say like maxed out like my abilities. I feel like there's a better way to say it, but kind of went to more of my full potential. And that was a really good experience for me to be able to make that switch at a young age as well, and realize that I had potential and I needed to pursue it.
Excellent. And for you, just what is it like to see your daughter selected as the valedictorian for this class?
It's unbelievable. I owe it all to my wife and her brain, because she didn't get it for me.
And maybe just explain what your role is at Olds High School and how special this is for you and your family.
Yeah, I've been at Olds High School now for, this is my seventh year, and I've taught Stella twice. I'm the woodworking teacher, so it's a little different. But it was really amazing to have her in my class, but then she had to pick academics or woodworking, and she went to academics, so I had to let her go. But it's just been amazing having her here. I'm going to really miss it when she's not here next year.
Excellent. And just what does this honor mean to you, Stella?
It means so much to me. Like I said, these past 2 years, I started really putting in the work, really putting all my focus on my school and my education. And to see it pay off like this and to be recognized with this honor is something I never expected. I was still so shocked when I found out I was the valedictorian, because it was never something I was really gunning for. It just kind of happened alongside my pursuit of knowledge, I guess.
Nice. Excellent. And then, Mike, just tell us about the process and how this works to have a staff member and a valedictorian go up on stage there this week.
Yeah, so usually the student gets to pick a staff member to introduce them, and Stella decided, she asked me, and I said, of course. I was just so happy that she'd asked me, and I get to be up there with her, and I'm just so proud of the work she did. It's all her, and she just put so much effort into it, so we couldn't be more proud. So it's amazing that I get to introduce her to everyone.
Yeah, and just, you know, imagining this taking place here now this week, what do you think that moment's going to be like for your family?
I think my family, they have always been my number one supporters, like always been the ones who encouraged me and pushed me to do more and be my best. So I think for them, seeing this and seeing what I was able to accomplish with their help, I think they're just going to be really proud, maybe a little sad, but lots of emotions for sure.
Excellent. And the last one for you. We've had a great time over the last couple of years working with both the VP and your principal there. So what's it been like for you as a student to have Jenna and Megan, guiding things at Olds High School?
Oh, well, like Jana, Miss Kemery, she has helped me so much this year. She was actually my English teacher for my class this year, and she was just amazing. Like every time I came into her classroom every day, she was always happy. I don't know how she does it. I don't think that woman ever has a bad day, but she was so wonderful, really helped me out, really helped me lean into my writing more, and I became a much better writer because of her. So I definitely owe a lot to her. And then Miss Reese as well. She's very special to our grad class, because when she first took this position, we were the first, like, grade nines. So this is her first class that she's seen from grade 9 to grade 12, and now we're graduating. So that's a super special day for her and for us.
Wonderful. And the last one for you, what's next? Have you, made your commitment for next fall?
Yeah, I've committed to University of Calgary. I'm going to study biomedical sciences next year.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations, guys. This is going to be a great week for you, and thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.